Good morning. We continue with Chovos HaLevavos Shaar Bitachon, and today we begin the sixth parak. The author of the Chovos HaLevavos begins the sixth parak in a way that I believe I had a conversation with somebody earlier this week. Somebody who's dealing with a family situation, and there is a negotiation going on between this person and a family member. Everyone has a stalemate. Everyone has very good arguments as to why the other side owes them. And the person I was talking to readily admits it, but says, I'm waiting for the other side to start. One needs to understand that in all relationships, if we're all standing on the side waiting, then we're going to be waiting like we're waiting now for the Beis HaMikdash. We don't stand on the side and wait. We have to step up to the plate and realize that we need to step first. In fact, there was a group that was around at the time of the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, a group that probably has generations that exist until today, where the people say, when I see something from Hashem, if I get a sign, then I will place my bitachon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of all my needs, then I will develop my bitachon in Him. The author of the Chovos HaLevavos in the sixth parak is going to spend an entire parak trying to prove why that is a mistake. And he says, I will offer seven reasons. Today, let's look at the first two. He says, the first one is the understanding that when a person turns to Hashem and he says to Hashem, look, it's like a business deal. I hear that all the time. People come to me and say to me, you know, shul should run like a good oiled business. No, it shouldn't. By definition, a person needs to understand if you're dealing with God in the same way that you're trying to arrange, pardon the pun, the art of the deal, you really have to ask a question about whether you are developing bitachon or are you selling bitachon. Do you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are you only believing in what Hashem gives you? Because you have to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't somebody you're making a deal with. You don't take a collateral on a deal to make sure that he pays up appropriately. A person doesn't, in the same way that a person doesn't have to give a collateral to himself in order to have his own money, so too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us in this world, He created us. Thus, everything belongs to Him within the process. And so therefore, we are the mashkons, and it's foolish to think we are the collateral. So it's foolish for us to think that Hashem owes us in advance. That's a mistake. And second, and equal is also a worthwhile point to understand that when we make a deal and we do have collateral, by definition, that's for a time-based loan. There's a limit to how far. Tell me, when's the limit to when you are going to turn to Hashem and say, okay, you've paid up enough, now I'm ready to go ahead and pay. A person has to understand that bitachon is a lifelong process. It's not a deal. It's not something you possess and do. Bitachon is an art and a way to live. It's a mindset. And that mindset, which we've been discussing so much through the last five prakim, is so fundamental. Do I trust in Hashem? Do I not trust in Hashem? I can't barter that. I have to make it my business to realize. And that begins often in life by asking, when situations come up, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? We're going to read not in this coming week's parsha, but in the parsha afterwards, that Hashem is only asking one thing from us. And what's that? He wants us to show a certain degree of Yirat Shamayim. If we make it our business to do so, not only will we cease with the fasting, because we won't have a need to, but we'll make sure that every day is a great day. May you have a wonderful, terrific day.